Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Puzzled Minds Podcast. Today's guest is Harper Maddie, so please give her a warm welcome.
Hi.
So today's topic is brought to you by letter O for OnlyFans. And so, you know, we'll kind of talk about what OnlyFans is and how it works and, you know, I guess the common misconceptions about OnlyFans and stuff like that. So I kind of want to start off with, like, you know, what does OnlyFans mean to you?
I've been on OnlyFans since June of 2019. Mm-hmm. And I've been, like, an online creator since 2013. Mm-hmm. So it was just, like, the next step in what to do. Like, it was, mm-hmm. like, the next trending thing.
Yeah.
And, like, I was on there at the perfect time because now it's, like, everywhere.
I got you.
But it's just like, you know, like another extension of my job, mm-hmm. like just one more thing to do for the day.
I got you. So did you, so, you know, you, I guess you had said that you started this in June of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so with the whole like COVID thing, has that kind of like ramped it up? Has that like helped your, I guess, OnlyFans career? I don't know what the word is.
Yeah, it has a lot because, like, a lot more people are at home now. So, like, mm-hmm. they'll see me on, like, TikTok or whatever, and they'll be like, who's this girl?
Yeah.
And then they find me through that or, like, through Pornhub or whatever. And then they find my OnlyFans.
So how do you market, like, with things? Like, for instance, like, with us, you know, we have to go through, like, Twitter and just, like, just pretty much slap people in the face with, like, hey, listen to our podcast.
Listen to the podcast, please.
Yeah.
I use like Instagram and Twitter mm-hmm. the most. I do YouTube too though. Like I'll take like trying on bikinis and mm-hmm. that'll be like my YouTube video for the week and then it like blows up.
Oh, wow.
And then they're like, how can we find you? Like how can we see like more like in between you trying them on? I'm like, OnlyFans.
Yeah, I got you. Mm-hmm. Have you found like a lot of success with like YouTube and stuff like that? Like just using, like having like the bikini try-ons and stuff like that?
Yeah. The comments on YouTube are like the meanest though.
Oh, wow.
And everything, it gets like instantly demonetized.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've made like 20 cents on YouTube.
Oh yeah. So we're not going to use OnlyFans, I guess.
But I have like tons of views, but like everything's just demonetized because...
Mm-hmm.
So is OnlyFans something that you always were interested in? So what made you like comfortable doing it? Because OnlyFans is like, I wouldn't say it's for the timid, you know? So what exactly kind of like made you decide like, you know, I want to try this, and what made you be comfortable with the content that you put out?
I became a cam girl in 2013. Mm. So I've been like doing stuff like that for like years okay. now. And like started in the adult industry in 2013.
Okay, so that was like, it was like a natural segue to be like, it was just the next platform to kind of essentially progress your career.
Yeah, my friends were like, this is going to blow up, like I know it. And I was like, okay, whatever, it's another dumb site, it's not going to last. And now I'm like, oh shit.
It's everywhere. Everywhere. It's like everyone is on it. That's the one, and it's in the last 2 years or so, people have become very like big fans of OnlyFans. Because I didn't know about it until maybe, I want to say maybe like a year ago. I had no idea what it was. I would always see like, you know, people have like their link tree and have all the links in there. And I'd always see OF. Like, what the hell is OF? And then some of the other people, like, and then I started realizing all these video vixens and porn stars are always on OnlyFans. And how did it become this kind of adult entertainment content? Because technically the website is just for distributing stuff and being paid for it.
Yeah. Well, I know that like, personally, I was doing it on, like, Patreon and things like that before. And then Patreon, like, gutted all the sex workers. And they were like, no, we're done with you. We're keeping your money. Get off our site. So it was like, okay, what's next? And OnlyFans is like, yeah, we don't really care what you post. Just, like, keep it legal. Do whatever you want.
Are there other sites that are like OnlyFans where they don't care, like, what you post? Because I know that we had spoken to someone previously about how you can't really make your own website because I guess with credit cards and stuff like charging credit cards, if they see like you like if you sell nudes or something like that, then the credit card companies won't process it or something like that.
Yeah, it's PayPal in particular, yeah. Where they said PayPal wouldn't allow, they would kick you off the, I guess, the app itself, and they see that your transactions are going towards something like sex work or particular things like that.
Yeah, I've been banned off like PayPal, Cash App, Google Wallet.
Oh, wow.
Like, I can't even have a personal one. I'm completely banned.
Oh, damn. You got how the rap going.
Wait, so how do they ban you? Like, just, you can't even have a personal one. How does that work?
I don't know, but like, I have tons of emails, and whenever I try signing back up, it's like instantly banned.
Oh, wow.
Like, their terms of service says you can't make another account, so I don't know how they're tracking it, but.
Hmm. Maybe like your bank account?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's weird. I'm surprised that they're able to like do that with, you know, however many accounts that you have and that you try to make to it.
Yeah, it sucks a lot. It's like a big stigma around it still. And it's like so normalized now.
So like, speaking of stigmas, like, why do you think OnlyFans has a stigma? Because everyone watches porn, and porn seems to be something that, like, I mean, everyone talks about it casually, doesn't matter that much. But when people find out, like, you know, especially like dating, for example, when it comes to like someone having OnlyFans, it seems to be like a pretty big stigma around it.
Well, I think it's because like it used to be like odd to know someone that does porn. Like if someone was like, I do porn, like a few years ago, you would have been like, what? How? Like, what are you talking about? And now it's like every girl is like, oh yeah, I'm an OnlyFans. You know, like it's everywhere. So guys are like, oh, not all guys, but a lot of guys are like, oh, whores. They're posting their nudes, whores, whatever. And like, it used to be like, no one did it, you know?
I guess that's the shocking thing because yeah, you're right. Like every single time now, I don't know if it's right or wrong to say this, but I feel like every time I see a beautiful girl or, you know, handsome looking person, dude on Instagram, I automatically assume like that person's too hot not to have an OnlyFans. I didn't think about it years ago, but now it's like automatic, beautiful OnlyFans.
Yeah, and like if I see someone that's really good looking and they don't have one, I'm like, can we get you started? Like, can I help you? Can I show you the path? Like, get your money.
That's the wild thing about it, and that's I guess the normalization aspect that feels like it came out of nowhere, and you get some pushback because, like you said, some people were like, if you knew a porn star back in the day, it's kind of like a shocking thing, but now it's like everyone is kind of to a certain degree dabbling in the sex work, I guess, you know, realm. And I guess some people, as much as people, we live in a hyper sexualized culture, people are not okay with it, and that makes no sense to me.
Yeah, it's like they want girls to be like sexy and hot and like confident, but like if you make money off that, then like fuck you.
So is that, do you think that's the big thing, is the fact that the monetization of being attractive is the issue most people have with it?
I think so. I don't really know, but that seems like what a lot of the anger comes from. Because, like, dudes, they'll see, like, a hot girl on Twitter posting, like, half-naked pics, and it's fine. But the second she's like, I decided to make an OnlyFans, they're like,
instant rage.
You're disgusting.
Yeah, that is true. But I'm guilty of this a couple of years ago as well, too. I'm like, I don't mind seeing a free nude, but if you charge me even a fucking cent for it, you know, instant anger, outrage, I don't care what it is. So,
I don't know. I think it's like girls just realizing they can do it, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know. So,
every girl became woke simultaneously, and all the dudes outraged.
So one of my questions, I guess, was, you know, what in your opinion draws people to pay for content? And I guess there's the argument that, you know, people always say, you know, porn is always free, so why would you pay for porn? And so what in your opinion pulls people to pay for content? Is it the personalization part?
I think it's part of the personalization, and like, it's more intimate. Like, yeah, you can go on my Pornhub, I have a free OnlyFans, but like once people get that, they're kind of like, I want more. Like, how can I get more? Like, how could I like really get to this girl? Like, how can I really like see more of her, learn more about her? And then they're like, fuck, I have to pay.
Do you I guess like how much time do you put into dedicated to OnlyFans a day? Like, do you spend like 5 hours a day, like making content and then uploading it? Like, how does your process work?
I upload on OnlyFans every 6 hours.
Oh shit. Damn. Okay. Look at that. Go ahead.
I'm that fucking crazy.
Yeah. that's what's up.
So I put tons of time towards it. It's like where I put most of my time and effort right now because like it's so popular. And yeah, that's where like everyone wants to go.
Yeah, it makes sense. That makes complete sense.
It's pretty much like an all day thing though.
Really?
Yeah.
So what's like a typical day? Like you wake up, like go straight to work or like?
Wake up, check emails, check messages on everything, then get ready, take my pictures. I have to like do my pictures for Instagram, Twitter, then OnlyFans, you know, like get progressively
yeah
worse.
yeah.
And then videos, then like more marketing, more answering emails and stuff, uploading. It's just like never ending.
So it's always just like social media, like base, like no matter what it is, you're just constantly on it.
And a lot of people think it's like, oh, you're just uploading pics. Like you probably like don't work. And I'm like, oh my God, what?
So do you edit like your photos and stuff like that? Like how do you like?
The only editing I do to my photos is like putting them in Visco. So like adding a filter and some grain.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I got you.
So how is
this? Oh, yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, John.
No, I was just going to say, you know, for people that do want to like start their own like OnlyFans, you have any like advice in terms of like how to start it and stuff like that? Because there's just you know, make one and just go off.
My advice is don't.
Don't. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Explain why.
There's just like so much that comes with it that people don't talk about and don't tell you about. And it's just like, then these people get into it and they find out all the shitty stuff that no one was talking about. And it's just like, that's so shitty.
can you explain those shitty things if you don't want to
listen? Like a few weeks ago, some dude was messaging me for like 3 hours nonstop, just like constantly about how he was going to kill himself because wasn't giving him enough attention.
Do you get that a lot?
It's like rare, but like it's still happening. Like that can fuck with you.
Yeah.
And like, that's not okay.
Yes. Yeah, on a mental note, I guess like that, you know, just having that, I guess, guilt of, you know, having that thought that, you know, someone might have ended their life because you didn't give them something. But that's that's another talk for another day. But just you know, that's, I didn't even think about that aspect of OnlyFans. You know, I just like you said before, like the whole, you know, I had this notion that it really was, like you said before, just you upload a picture and you're done. Like I really had that notion. But, you know, you as we talk, you know, you make it seem like there's a lot more work into it. And I think that's a lot of the misconceptions that a lot of people have with it, you know, like you said, just upload a picture and then go about your day.
Well, like other things are like, OnlyFans doesn't have like a search. You can't just type in like hot blonde and get like tons of girls. That's not how it works. You need someone's exact link. So you have to create a fan base for that. If you're creating that fan base and getting tons of followers on other social media, people, you know, are going to find you. You can't stop it. Are you sure you want your brother's best friend to see that? Your dad to come across that? Someone to send your nudes to your family? Like, there's no, like, if you, people are gonna find this shit that you're trying to hide it from. Like, there's no hiding it.
I guess if your dad finds it, I mean, he's probably subscribing, which would be even worse.
Like, I know a lot of girls who, like, people get mad at them and then they take their nudes and send them to their whole family to like out them.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that, because like revenge porn essentially is still a thing, but OnlyFans kind of can make it even worse because that's real personalized. I guess back in the day, it was more or less like, all right, it might be like a bathroom nude shot or something, but if shot in your bedroom, and you're obviously your parents or significant other or whoever knows exactly what that room looks like, that can be pretty damaging.
Yeah, and like it can mess with jobs you want in the future. I don't, you know. And things like that. I know one girl, she got in trouble with her school for it. She's in college, and her school like got upset at her for it.
Really? That's actually funny, because I thought I heard a story about how there are girls who were like paying off like med school and stuff like that, doing OnlyFans. And so I guess it kind of just depends on where you study, but you know, there's obviously like the two ends of the spectrums where people are making enough money to pay off med school, which is like really, really expensive. And then you have people who are just like, no, fuck this. Like, you know, this is not tolerable.
Yeah.
I guess if you're going to like a Christian or Catholic school and then they find that, they're probably like more inclined to be like, fuck that. Versus if you're going to like, I don't know, some school in Miami where it feels like half of like the sex industry is like down in those states, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's true. Or like if like you're in a sorority or something like that, they probably would be like, nah.
Yeah, kind of image. Like an image. Yeah. Interesting.
So going back to like, you know, the, I guess like it's long-term effects, has this like positively or negatively affected maybe like your friendships, dating life and things like that?
The only thing like it affects negatively is people will like not realize that I have to work for like the whole day. They're like, you work for yourself, just like come party. And I'm like, no, I have to work. Like that's the one thing people like have difficulty grasping.
So you post every 6 hours, so you have to kind of basically be setting up for the next shot after you just did one, right?
Mm-hmm. There's like a queue that you can set on OnlyFans. So mine's set to every 6 hours. But yeah, I like always have to have something ready to go up.
Why did you choose 6 hours? Like, why not four? Why not eight? Like, was six the sweet spot?
Have like set amounts. It's like 6, 12, 24, 48. And I don't know anyone that does six. So I was like, it's the shock value. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I might die, but it's fine.
Do you find yourself like having a hard time trying to find new content because you post so often?
Not really.
I didn't know if like, you know, I guess posting every 6 hours, you're like, shit, like how many more angles can I do of this? Or like, you know, again, this is from my simplistic view of it. Like, yeah. I don't know what goes through it, but, you know, I just assume that every 6 hours, like what, I guess you know, it is kind of personalized, like you said too. So it kind of just depends on who you ask.
Yeah. Well, like I could do for like 1 6-hour slot, like all butt pics. The next one, all titties. The next, my feet. The next, like, I don't know, whatever someone asked for that day, you know?
I got you. Yeah.
Or like sense. this outfit, here, there, you know?
So this is sound really kind of weird, but I kind of do that with my dog too. Like my dog has an Instagram, so I have to like plan on what I wanna post.
So your dog has an OnlyFans? Like your little corgi is not gonna watch
it? No. Well, maybe if the money's right, then maybe.
Yeah, do it.
So but, do you find yourself being, I guess, kind of essentially separating the sexuality of, you know, something like OnlyFans, and like since it's essentially your job, you know? So is it something that, like, you're excited to do? Like, it kind of is one of those things where you need to have a certain mindset to do? Or is it something that's kind of, like, based off, you know, like, sexuality? Because I guess, you know, going back to, like, the Kid John's quote, like, my simple mind, I would assume you have to have some, at least a moderate level of, like, you know, a sex drive to really want to do this. You can't kind of be, like, a person that just works at Target and you're like, oh, fuck it, I'm just going to, you know, show my butthole today and keep it on moving, you know? Like, isn't it something that kind of requires a degree of, like, I guess, sexual confidence to a certain degree?
I have, like, a really high sex drive, but, like, I definitely, like, need to be feeling confident that day. But I have friends who are asexual and do it, what? And they're doing great.
Maybe it's because, is it that whole old saying of when you don't care that much about something, things tend to come versus when you put more energy into it? It's kind of like... Is it something along those lines? Because being asexual, because isn't asexual essentially mean that you have like zero sex drive? You're kind of just...
Yeah, or like really, really low.
Hmm. I mean, that's, I guess they'll mind, you know, it's their mindset at that point, because I just always assumed, like, for example, like a porn star, for example, I mean, your job requires sex. Wouldn't you have to kind of into it? I don't know how they separated it. I mean, it requires an incredibly talented person to sit there and go do an act that almost requires a mindset, but be able to separate, you know, the act from the mode you need to be in.
Yeah, there's definitely like a mindset you tap into a little bit. Like, it's just like, you know, you get ready, you put your songs on, and then you're like, hey, I got this. I'm ready. Let's fucking do this shit.
That's pretty cool.
So are there days where you kind of feel like you don't want to do it, but you're like, fuck, I need to, like, you know, it's my job, I have to do it. So you just kind of have to force yourself to do it?
I try not forcing myself to do it, because like, I think you can tell when like I'm not feeling it. Mm-hmm. So that's why I like do so much content in a day, so that like my queue is always full. And if I'm not feeling it, then like, it's okay if I disappear for a day, like no one will notice.
Yeah. 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 I didn't know if you just had content already like saved up for those like quote rainy days where you're just like, yeah, I don't feel it, but you know, I already have something queued up for those 6 hours. So it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. I got you. I guess my other question was, how do you feel about the whole Bella Thorne thing?
I don't care.
You don't care.
I don't give a shit.
Did it affect you in any way?
No.
It didn't. Okay. Yeah. Cause I didn't know if like a lot of people, from my understanding, it was that, you know, because of her actions, the monthly or the weekly payment, is that a thing where you guys are paid weekly?
Yeah.
And so, I guess it's certain countries that have changed to monthly. Is that what it is?
I've heard that, but I've seen no proof of it. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's true.
Okay. Okay.
And like, you can pick, well, as of right now, as a US creator, I can pick to pay out like when I hit minimum weekly or monthly. And then after someone subs, it takes 7 days for the money to be in your account. And the rumor was that it was taking 30 days for the money to be in your account, but I've seen no proof of it.
I got you.
So I don't know if it's true.
Does the cap per stuff that they have to unlock, does that affect you in any way either?
It's still pretty high, I think. Mm-hmm. The one that bothers people a lot is like the tipping cap. It like got lowered by a lot, but I don't see what the issue is. People can still send in multiple tips.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was like a one-time thing, and that makes sense. Yeah.
It like used to be 500, I think, and now it's 100, and I'm like, just send in $500 tips. What? I don't understand.
Yeah. I guess there's still other ways that you can kind of like go about it.
Yeah.
Do you, and I know this doesn't, you don't really speak for the community as a whole, but you know, with your peers that are, that deal with OnlyFans, do they kind of have the similar mindset of just like, whatever, I don't give a fuck about Bella Thorne, or just.
Oh no, they're pissed.
Oh, they're pissed. Are they the ones that are like more affected by it?
I guess. I don't really know. Some people are saying that like it's ruining it. Like OnlyFans is probably going to get shut down soon. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if you already are only counting on OnlyFans for all your income, you are making the biggest mistake in the world. Mm-hmm. Like that's the stupidest thing you can do.
What do you, or do you have like a fallback plan per se, if OnlyFans does like just for whatever reason, like just stop, you know, do you have, I guess, your other platforms?
I have like 10 fallback plans.
Oh, there you go.
You gotta be ready at all times. You never know what's gonna happen.
Yeah. Oh shit. Yeah, no, that's, you know, I was expecting like 2 or 3, but here you hit with like the 10 and I was like, oh shit.
I have some that have like nothing to do with sex work. Like I got them all ready.
That's what's
ready
up.
To bang them out at any moment.
Ranging from astronaut to OnlyFans model, huh?
Yes.
Jeff and Kay. So how do you think that OnlyFans is kind of incorporated into like what the sexual revolution women are going through? Because it seems like women over the last 2 years have been like taking control over their sexuality. Because you know, like the WAP video that came out, what was it, like a month or so ago, and every dude was outraged. Like, why are they talking about wet ass pussy? You know? Yet we spent like over 2 days.
Shout out Ben Shapiro with that wet ass P word.
Exactly. Yeah, dudes have spent, you know, like decades talking about all kinds of stuff, having, you know, bitches in the club and all that stuff. But the second that essentially is done to us, you know, we're straight up salty about it, right? Do you think that OnlyFans, like with women, like basically realizing that, like, hey, rather than, you know, send, you know, nudes to this random douchebag for free, I can make money off of that, has played a part into that?
I think so. And I think it's a lot of like, I don't need this shit. Like, if someone's just gonna like be rude about it or whatever, be stupid because someone's confident, like, you're like, I gotta go. I'm out.
Yeah, I guess, you know, when you have like the, like you said, like your other 10 platforms of, you know, you just like, whatever, this is, I don't want to say, is it kind of like a hobby since you have those other platforms? I don't want to say it like that, but you know what I'm saying? Like, because you have that little like backup, and if for whatever reason you're like, fuck it, I don't care about it.
I mean, I guess. I never thought about it like that.
I know it's kind of a weird way to think about, but it just came into my mind.
I guess you're right, though. Like, if I woke up tomorrow and I was like, I don't want to do this anymore, then it'd just be like, I'm out.
Oh, shit. Hopefully this is not the epiphany no, episode where you're like, fuck it, no more OnlyFans.
I quit during this podcast.
Oh, shit. Well, that's an exclusive, a Puzzle Minds podcast exclusive. No. But,
Yeah, so how do you feel about, like, OnlyFans in different states? Do you think it changes, like, it's more marketable in certain states versus others?
Well, I think it's easier in certain places because, like, it's easier to do collabs and stuff. Like, LA, or like you said, Miami. Like, there's tons of people doing it there. It's so easy to find someone else to work with. And, like, in other places, it's probably harder to get people to collab with and work with, but you don't need to work with anyone. You know, like, if your brand relies on you making content with other people to make money, that's really a bad idea.
I guess that's kind of like with podcasting, you know, like, you want to also have your own episodes where you just talk by yourself, you know, you kind of don't want to, I guess, quote, rely on other people to make your content.
Cause like, what if, you know, people cancel last minute, or like you can't get with someone in person, like the fucking lockdowns or whatever, you know, like you don't want everything else to be resting on someone else.
Yeah, very true. Very, very true. So, well, we want to thank you for coming on our podcast.
You're welcome.
Talking to you.
Yeah, thank you. Like I said, thank you for reaching out and, you know, sharing your experiences and, you know, insight on OnlyFans. And hopefully, like I said, hope you don't quit OnlyFans because of this episode. The
opinion. No,
episode.
I won't. Exactly.
Well, did you want to plug all your stuff, all your social media links?
Sure. My Instagram is Harper Maddie. My Twitter is Harper Maddie _. My Pornhub is Harper Maddie. I'm Harper Maddie on everything. Okay. My OnlyFans is Harper Maddie. Very easy to find.
Cool.
Just type it into Google.
We'll link all those in the bio. Awesome. You know, so that way anyone that wants to check you out and all that stuff, they'll be easy one click to find you.
Sweet.
If you like this podcast, smash that like button, that follow button, wherever the fuck you listen to us. Follow us on our social media platforms at Puzzled Minds Podcast. That's Instagram. I don't know why the fuck I said that. Twitter is Puzzled Minds Pod, and our email is puzzledmindspodcast@gmail.com, where we do encourage everyone to send a topic that you want us to talk about. And last but not least, thank you at Official Block of the Week for the weekly Instagram cover arts. Other than that, everyone stay puzzled.